Another idea is to provide law and ethics questions to your supervisees. Whether they are students who are in the process of earning their degree or associates, reviewing the law and ethics of our trade generates great discussion and important reminders. A useful structure is to ask two questions at the beginning of group. It can be part of your routine and get everyone thinking and working together. The supervisor reads the question and the answer options. The group comes up with the best choice together and thinks through why this is the best option. Of course, there are times when people pick different choices. By working through the ethical and legal reasoning, we are developing clinical thinking skills. A look at the correct answer and the reasoning behind the correct and the incorrect answers helps to build thinking through the gray areas. Law and ethics questions can open up discussion for relevant issues that are happening with clinical staff. I heard it once said that ethical gray areas come up at least one time a week for each staff. Building in regular discussion of law and ethics through the use of questions from an exam preparation book can create good decision-making models.